Viewer discretion advised.
What's up, Freakaleaks? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Creole, and tonight you're listening to the Kinky Boots Podcast. Joining me tonight is your boy, Roshan. What's up, Roshan?
What it do? What it do? You know it's your boy.
And tonight we're going to go over these wild ass comments y'all be leaving on porn videos. Y'all be wilding the fuck out.
For real.
Seriously. But before we start off, I am going to announce a new kink alert. Okay, y'all. This new kink alert is called criffing, also known as semen coke. It's the act of ejaculating into a portable mirror, letting the semen dry into a crust, then using a razor blade to scrape up the crust into a powder, making lines and snorting it. These bitches out here making nose babies. What in the world? I ain't never heard no shit. They out here snorting up cum.
Child, dry cum on top of that old nasty dry cum.
Yeah.
I don't know which one is worse. Hell, the one with the lady sniffing the damn cum off a plate or that. Ugh.
Right. That shit is crazy. I know they got a child, please.
I'll just play it.
Okay. I mean, well.
Fuck around, I'll be pregnant, hell.
She, and not only just pregnant, I read on worldnewsdailyreport.com stated that a burglar contracted syphilis and two type of herpes after snorting more than 50 grams of dry human semen because he mistakenly thought it was motherfucking coke.
Damn, talking about instant karma.
Right. This motherfucker tried to rob somebody, thought he got a hold of some goddamn drugs, some coke, and come find out it was some damn cum. Some woman done fucking kept, I guess she was probably secretly damn spitting it out and drying it up and shit. I don't know what the hell she was doing with it, but baby, please.
He his probably was fooled her ass and got a lot of money.
Child, they would have been after that ass.
That is so damn crazy. Hell, that shit like the dude who had broken to the grocery store, but went in the grocery store, stole some hams, tried to run out and end up running into the sliding doors because they didn't open up. And it knocked him unconscious and busted his head wide open. You know that this crazy motherfucker actually got a lawyer and sued the grocery store all because they doors did not open up in a state of emergency and actually won the damn case?
Wow. And he was stealing.
And stealing.
That's some crazy shit.
I said, child. Mm-mm.
The dude was 29. His name was Jerry Smith. He was arrested for a series of burglaries, including this one. It said during his interrogation, he admitted that one of his crimes hadn't turned out as expected. Oh, I bet, motherfucker. Hey, you weren't expecting to get messy knees. It says Miss White, a hard time Tinder user, also reported a very unique item stolen, a crystal jar containing semen from hundreds of her sexual partners. She said, I know it's weird, but I got every guy I slept with in the last 2 years to ejaculate in the same jar. There must have been sperm from at least 250 guys in there. That's some crazy shit.
That is. Ooh, that damn bitch is riddled with diseases.
Shit. Well, I guess she putting it in a jar. What the fuck? I know there's some kinks, all type of kinks out there, but I ain't never heard of this bullshit.
Okay.
Crazy. Crazy as hell. Okay, well, we're going to start off with these porn videos, and we're going to read off the fucking comment. Y'all be leaving on these videos. Now, I'm going to warn y'all, it's some crazy ass shit, and we just letting y'all know it's some crazy motherfuckers in this world. So when we review these comments, baby, you heard it here first.
Shit. Okay.
Okay, I got most of my, I got all my comments on Pornhub, the Pornhub video. Okay, on one of the video on Pornhub, it's titled Mature BBW Neighbor Letting Me Stretch Her Pussy. And one dude come in and said, this is a serious reminder of how I want to fuck my fat mother-in-law.
His what?
His fat mother-in-law.
See, you know what?
What the fuck? What in the fuck? So you be sitting here fantasizing about fucking mama alone?
Chatter ain't as bad as some of the ones I don't ran across.
Please. I'm watching gotta be fake. My fake mother alone. Child. But I admit though, the dude on the video had cake. I ain't gonna lie, that motherfucker had some cakes. And baby, she was pissing all on that dude. I'm squirting everywhere. Just pissing.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some of them too. Okay. I'm gonna go for one more. Okay, this one is titled BBW Neighbor. I guess his name is the person that uploaded this at 24K booty, some shit like that. Squirting hard on my black cop. Somebody commented and said, okay, two people come in and said, fuck, watching this big ass MILF squirting like that gonna make me harder than the economy. Goddamn shit. If you harder than the economy, you harder than the motherfucker.
Okay.
Shit. Goddamn.
Got that damn tungsten dick.
Shit.
I think that's one of the hardest metals or strongest metals on the planet, I think. But don't quote me on that.
Baby got that vibranium dick. Shit. Okay. Wakanda forever, motherfucker.
Okay.
One more person said, hope her husband doesn't find out you were nothing all in her fat pussy. Baby, her husband probably was recording it.
Shit. Okay.
Because it was a three-party thing. It was two of them fucking. Somebody had the camera. It was probably the husband.
For real.
Okay, what you got?
Okay, so I got this one from XNXX. I had summarized the titles because I found out that some of these titles that's long as fuck has some of the most craziest comments. But yeah. In summary, this is 55-year-old woman. So one person had left a comment that said 55 my ass, 75 maybe, but I still shit on her pussy and fuck the shit in it.
What?
Wait a minute.
Repeat that. What?
This one person said 55 my ass, 75 maybe, but I still shit on her pussy and fuck the shit in it.
What the fuck? What in the fuck?
Okay.
He gonna shit in her pussy and fuck the shit.
No, he now gonna shit on it and then fuck it in there.
Talk about fucking the shit out of somebody. God damn. Literally.
And then another from that same video. Another comment said that short haired hot bitch is older than 55.
They coming for that bitch. Baby, okay. They coming for her.
So I'm thinking this was someone who really didn't, who had used Google Translate or some shit, because this last part just does not make any sense to me. So the comment reads, that short haired hot bitch is older than 55. Her hard as fuck cunt is so fucking hot.
Her hard as fuck cunt
is so fucking hot. And I'm like, what the fuck?
How
hard,
cunt hard? What the hell?
I just thought that first part was funny when he said that short haired hot bitch is older than 50. I just thought that was funny as hell.
They talking about short hair. She must be on some bald head hoe shit.
She paid from the video she did.
Child. And why they talking about her age? They wrong for that.
Okay. But I mean, I can afford a damn thumbnail and she was up there, but hell, grandma was doing a damn thing. I ain't gonna lie.
She was working that hard cunt pussy, child.
Okay, she said, I'm gonna show you how I got my nickname.
Okay, shit. Okay, I got another crazy one. It said the title of this one's called Crackhead. Oh shit. You know, it started off with Crackhead. You know, it's gonna be some shit.
Okay.
It said Crackhead sucks and fucks for money. Anal. One comment said, somebody said, I come to the weirdest shit, bro. I need help. Yeah, you do. You do. Okay. You do. Yeah, I'm glad you admit it, because that's the first step right there, is admitting you need help. Maybe you need help.
Okay.
And somebody said, how do I always end up in this weird side of porn? You know how. You say no. Spoiled. That's how you see it. Shit. Okay. You know you like crack pussy. Shit. Hold on. Here go another one. Say, get her an STD test about a half an ounce of crack in a hotel room. I will fuck her for hours. And in hours on, in coming in every hole, I could as many times as possible. What the fuck?
Okay.
So he providing the crack and the hotel room and STD test. And just fucking shit out of her.
She getting wind and dined here. That's a good night for that crackhead.
Okay, shit, they need to call that bald head hoe with the short hat and join okay. in. Somebody said, and then somebody gonna talk about some, is that my grandma, bitch?
You know what? Go ahead, that woman, come out, earn your room.
If your grandma start doing some hot, some hoes, hey, let her do her thing then.
Okay.
Somebody said, I would have come in her dirty, smelly ass.
Damn.
What the fuck? Why I gotta be dirty and smelly? Y'all got some nasty ass fetishes.
Okay.
Another one said, I love homeless crackhead pussy, especially if it hasn't been washed for a week.
Ew!
Nasty motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
You was a nasty motherfucker.
He like cracking crabs.
Ugh. Talking about some, this smell is amazing. Bitch. Mm. So I know what your ass smell like then.
Okay.
Shit. And I know what your dick smell like too.
Okay.
That's shit. Some nasty shit. Man. That's some nasty motherfucking shit.
It is so funny what the hell we find funny because we be coming across some of the same shit.
Okay. What you okay. got one similar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
But I can wait until you get done with your with that topic.
I'm done with that one.
Oh, okay. So this one is called Crackhead Grandma. Oh, I got a ghetto tube.
Oh shit.
Okay. So I got three comments. The ones that stood out the most to me. So the first one says, I know this lady. She's a crack whore from a small town, but I'll put crack on my cock and let her suck. Yeah, right?
Damn, she well like, known in there.
Okay. And then another one said, I want my grandmother so bad, but I think I'll break her in half, but I know she'll go out with a bang and a crack.
Bitch.
I'm like, okay. But now hell. This one was the most disturbing one that I've ever fucking came across so far when they're dealing with crackheads. It said, my crackhead step-grandmother taught me how to fuck her anally when I was 13. My mama mm-hmm. always thought it was nice of me to go mow her yard for free. Ha, ha, ha.
What the fuck?
I'm like, so you out there fucking your step-grandma and your mama think that you out there mowing her yard? I mean, well, hell, you mowing something, but it ain't that yard.
Okay. Mowing that crack pussy, hell.
Okay.
What the fuck? What kind of sick shit? He said it was his step-grandma.
Yeah.
That dirty motherfucker. That is nasty.
It is.
Kink my ass. Ain't no damn kink. You're nasty. Hell.
Yeah, that'd okay. be young enough to be your grandson.
Right. Hell, she nasty. Right, both of them nasty. Hell.
Okay.
I guess it run in the family, shit. They gonna
Chad
keep it
must be.
That's crazy as hell. Okay, I got another crack whore video. It's titled, Crack Whore Fucks for $5. Damn, that's a cheap bitch.
Okay. Well, hey, that's that crackhead pussy. Hey, that's a half a rock.
She at least charged 10 to get a hole.
Okay.
God damn. Somebody said, no cap, that is a fat ass, but I wouldn't fuck though. Yeah, fucking right.
Yeah, right. You would.
You search for the video, you gonna pay that bitch $5 a fuck.
Okay.
Cause that's one thing about it. Niggas love fat ass. And clearly they like crack pussy too.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Somebody said, I will suck his balls while he fuck that dirty bitch.
They have pussy juice all on their nose. crackhead pussy juice on top of it.
Okay. He said I would suck his ball while he fucked that dirty bitch. These old crazy motherfuckers. Oh, I got a... Okay, another one. It says, it's titled, Homeless Girl Had Me Come Inside Hairy Pussy. And this comment said, I love homeless girls, especially if they got smelly pussy. What the fuck? Now, look, no shade towards the homeless people. We know everybody go through things in life. But on this podcast, we talk about kinky shit, and this is too kinky for me.
Okay.
This is too kinky for me. Now,
fuck around, having flies and shit attacking you.
Horse flies and shit.
Okay, horse flies. Somebody, that's my pussy, bitch. We doing flybys out this motherfucker.
Okay. Gonna need a fly swatter just to fuck her.
Okay.
These motherfuckers crazy. What you got?
Okay, so this one is titled Stanky Pussy Nasty Bitch. I can't remember what the hell I got this from because I was laughing so damn hard. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
So, I didn't tell by the title. It's gonna be fucked up.
So I got three comments. So the first one says, everyone deserves forgiveness. She just need to quit lying, but I'll truffle butter the fuck out of that pussy and ass. Hope this nasty bitch go to jail.
Oh my God. How you gonna wish her to go to jail?
Okay.
You just fantasizing about truffle butter and talking about she go to jail. Bitch, well, I hope you go well. What the fuck?
Okay.
These motherfuckers, wild.
And then another one says, this disgusting, vile woman with her stinking pussy needs counseling. They should put her ass to sleep and force clean that shit. And the guy needs to be slapped with a rotten fish. But in other words, I'm just mad it wasn't me fucking that nasty pussy.
Oh my God. I bet he jacked out to that video.
Okay. I'm like, how the hell you gonna talk shit about her and him then just say you jealous? Because that wasn't you doing it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And probably come by four times to that nasty. Okay. Please.
People just never cease to fail to amaze me. I mean, it's amazing the type of stuff you see.
Okay.
But y'all just imagine if a place, I think one of these sites that I went to, it actually show the country that you know they are coming from. But just imagine if it had the city and the state too.
Okay.
I'm like, that person need help. We better take a road trip and help them.
Bitch. The blood.
Okay, for real. So the final one is, why are there no sheets on this mattress? And it is not a good cock anyway. It's long with no weight on it. It's like getting fucked by a pencil.
Damn, pencil dick. Bitch, for what?
It's like getting fucked by a pencil, but he can use this pussy as a piece of paper.
Bitch.
I'm like, wow. Yeah.
We gonna talk about the dick then, talking about he can use my pussy.
Okay.
For one, that's a nasty bitch. They don't use sheets, baby.
Okay.
It's less to clean up. Shit, the fuck?
Okay.
That's how nasty bitches do. Ain't got no sheets.
We ain't got no sheets here.
Stained up man.
Trash bag down. Well, no, they don't do a trash bag here.
Nah, they just use the stain. They just stain up the mattress and turn it over when they finish. Shit.
Okay, then wonder why they getting ate up at night. Like, damn, what the fuck eating on me? That's them damn couch or them bed crabs that's getting you.
Shit, okay. Nasty mother. Ooh, child. Okay. This video is titled, She Rides and Suck BBC in Car for Money. Oh, shit. I know you gotta do what you gotta do, bitch. But okay. If they recording me, bitch, nah. If I gotta suck dick in a car to make some money, you ain't gonna be recording me.
Okay, for real.
So I got two comments.
All right.
That's real. One comment said, I bet her pussy stinks. I would love to sniff it. Oh, here you go. No. They just like stanky ass pussy.
They sure the hell do.
And it just make you wonder. You know, we had certain family members. I ain't gonna say no name.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna say no names. But I used to wonder. I'm like, because I smell you and I know everybody else do. But you got somebody going between your legs. They must like that shit.
Okay.
Come to find out they do. Reading these goddamn comments, yeah, that's what it is. They like stanky pussy.
Okay.
So I don't want to hear no nigga talking about, man, that bitch stink. I ain't, yes, you kept fucking and you nutted.
Okay. You kept going.
Shit, it didn't stop you, did it? Another comment said, someone else has just come in her pussy. This is nasty. And I love it. How she just wipes her pussy on anything she can find. I would have told her. She just found a damn leaf and just wiped the pussy with it. I would have told her not to wipe and lick out her dirty pussy, then come in it. Yeah, and then come in it and fuck her ass all bareback. What the fuck?
Okay. And then he gonna get two different type of herpes and all that shit in his nose. Like
okay. He gonna be in jail with damn Jerry Smith snorting down calm here. That's some crazy shit.
Ooh.
All right, what you got?
Okay, so this one is about this one is called Man Wearing PC Diaper.
Oh shit. <Piss ass.
laughs> So this one says, God, how I wish I could have you absolutely defile me for my 30th birthday, pissing off.
Ew.
I know, right?
Is that what Dirty 30 mean?
I guess so. I didn't do that shit for my 30th.
Hell no. Shit. I did some nasty shit, but it wasn't that nasty.
Okay, it went nowhere near that.
Shit.
And then another one said, I would chew on that diaper while he fucks me and use his own shit for lube.
What the fuck? Ew! What the fuck?
They weren't talking about their own shit. They was talking about the dude that was doing them. They would use his shit as lube.
What the fuck?
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What in the entire, you know what? Y'all need to chill out, man.
Okay. Y'all need
to chill the fuck out.
Okay. Oh, that one had a star by it. So that means that one was anonymous. It didn't have no name to it. So
shit, I bet. They weren't telling nobody who it was. Shit.
Okay. So then another one said, I would let this pissy grandpa give me a pissy pussy. I said, yeah, this one going in there. This one got to go to the damn comment list.
My pussy ain't pissy. Nah. Oh my God. Hell no. They be wilding out
of
these porn streets.
Huh?
I said, they be wilding out in these porn streets.
They do. And then no one's like, this damn grandpa looks like he's 95 and he can still get it up. Shit, hell, he can piss all over me and shit. I wouldn't give a fuck.
What? Oh my God. It just make you wonder now when you start seeing people in the store walking around with an old man, you assume it's that grandpa's shit.
Mm-mm.
Turn out, hell, he just shitting and pissing on your ass.
Okay.
That bottom. Bitch.
And then another one was like, huh?
I said, I ain't finna look at people the same no more.
Okay. And then another one was like, I can't believe he could still get it up. Shit. Hold on. Damn, I done accidentally clicked the damn button. Okay. It says, I can't believe grandpa can still get it up. I wish my grandpa could still get it up. Maybe my grandma would stop talking to me so damn much.
Oh, that's cold.
I'm like, that's wrong.
That is fucked up.
I don't have to make it in there because that's just wrong.
That's fucked up. Your grandma probably, hell, she probably ain't got nobody to talk to. She probably be tired of talking to her grandpa. Hell.
Okay, then grandpa can't get it up. Hell. Hell, grandma tired of doing damn handstands so that way he can drop it in. Hell.
Okay. She tired of this little shriveled up thing with lid all on her tongue and shit.
Smelling piss. Hell.
Piss the diaper.
Okay.
Damn, that's crazy. Disrespectful little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this video is titled Ecstasy Slut 18 Years Get Wild Part 2. Somebody commented and said, they said, damn, I wouldn't fuck that. Like 99% chance she got chicken pox. Somebody said, that ain't chicken pox, buddy.
See?
Baby, she had bumps all on her booty. Ooh, and they was red and inflamed. That motherfucker said, that ain't no motherfucking chicken pox. That bitch too old to have chicken pox.
Okay.
She got the other shit.
For real, hell, she done did that for a crack rock.
Okay.
You know what I'm starting doing every damn time I see robbing someone. I'm gonna say, well, there go Jerry. There go
Jerry. Okay, shit. The STD, shit. Snorting that cum. Okay, I got one more. This one titled, Wife Gets 4 Cream Pies in a Gangbang Train. No cleanup in between guys. So you know this is going to be nasty.
Okay.
She just got corn just running out of her.
Just dripping out.
Ugh. Somebody come in and said, clean your fucking feet for fuck's sake.
That damn floor was dirty, hell.
That bitch feet was so damn filthy.
Mm-mm. She should have wore black socks.
And look, she commented back, though. She said, I know. And she put the crying face and said, I was outside right before and didn't even think about it. Bitch, no, you know your feet were filthy.
Okay, wow. You
know your feet were filthy, shit.
That's rare. You see the actual people, the actual people of the video come back.
Right. That's what I was like, oh, yeah. She motherfucker coming back and said, I know. I was outside right before and didn't. Bitch, you knew.
Okay, no damn way. Like, if you wear flip flops, you gonna have to check your damn feet.
Right. They just like dirty bitches and dirty pussy.
Sorry, I gotta take a damn caffeine pill. Them damn jet alerts be on point. I call them crack pills.
Damn.
But I ain't gonna be sucking dick and fucking grandsons and shit. I know that much.
With dirty feet.
Yeah. Okay.
That shit is wild. Mm-mm. All right, what you got?
Okay, so foot fetish. You know, I just titled them that because I didn't get it from one video. I went to a few different videos and got the ones that stood out to me. But all of these videos is from Pornhub.
Okay.
Oh, except for one of them is from Ghetto too. But I'm clearly sure you will be able to point out the one from Ghetto too. Okay, so the first comment says, this woman got some and she got corns. I heat them corns up with my cum, then eat them. Just nasty. Just nasty.
It's a hell, heat them up with his cum.
Mm-hmm, then eat them.
Ew.
This motherfucker trying to make organic popcorn. That's what he's trying to do.
Right. Okay. And
then, oh no, nah, baby, that's gonna be cream corn. That's what that's gonna be.
Ew. Oh my god. That motherfucker nasty. Mm-hmm.
And another one says, the next comment says, these are some ugly ass feet. I'd rather punch a dog and fuck a tree stump than watch this video. But I would fuck her ugly ass feet.
Why they gotta punch the dog, man?
God damn, dog just sitting there minding his business. All of a sudden, burr.
What the dog do?
Okay. Nothing.
Right,
yeah.
He said
he killed
with some
bitch. Okay, hell, that damn dog tried to warn you. Hey, that bitch got some ugly ass feet. Don't go in there. You went in there anyway. Now you done punched my ass. That was some shit. Right. I done tried to warn you about.
About a bitch, poor dog.
Okay, but the end of the comment said, "But I will fuck her ugly ass feet." I'm like, really?
Oh, damn.
No. I had said that wrong. It said, but I will fuck her ugly feet ass. I'm like, wow. I am not surprised.
At all. What the fuck? Oh, my God. So,
what was you about to say?
Well, at least her feet were clean.
Okay.
Clean your fucking feet for fuck's sake.
Okay, child, it was from across seas. What is it? Britain, the Great Britain area.
Okay. Yeah,
they talk like that. Okay, dang. So another one says, you don't see it that often where a foot model has uglier feet than a guy licking them. But the guy has some nice feet. I will fuck his feet.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Okay, I'm like, now how the fuck the damn foot model got uglier feet than the dude that's... I'm like, damn. You know, I had looked at the video and I'm like, well, he do have a point. I'm like, damn. I'm like, her feet look rough and his feet so pretty. And I'm like, well, you really don't see pretty feet on a man.
Okay, that is kind of rare. I hate for him to go to jail, though.
Okay, jail.
You got some pretty feet, boy.
Okay.
Get on down, rip the shit out of his feet.
Okay.
He'll gang bang his feet. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Chad, he gonna have cum jam in between his toes.
Chad, I'll type of STDs on your feet.
Jeez. Okay. Like, I ain't know you got corns. Them ain't corns.
Okay. Them ain't chicken pox, buddy.
Okay. And then the last one was like, I wouldn't fuck her if I was on crack, but those bunions on her feet can get the dick.
What the fuck? So you'd rather fuck the feet than fuck her?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's some crazy shit. And then when, see, I'm telling you, when y'all start messing people, y'all better go down and smell that dick before you fuck with her. It be smelling like all type of feet and shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just look at someone and be like, damn, I bet they did stink.
Hey, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
They just look like they did stink.
Chad, it's like this little person, you know, I ain't gonna say too much because you know, in this this town it's very small, so
people can
figure out who I'm talking about. But Chad, it'd be these one people. They just be working. And I pass by him and I'll be like, he just so short. Just be sweating. And I'll be like, I bet his dick is uncut and it just stank.
Mm-mm.
I just be looking like, ugh.
Damn. Just be disgusted.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's crazy? It was this one guy that I went to school with. He used to always like dirty up his pants and stuff like that, dirty up his clothes. Like he just looked like he stank. And I ended up doing something with him in the baseball court thingy, the dig out or hide out, whatever the fuck it's called. I ain't play baseball. And he ended up seducing me, and I was like, I don't know. It's gonna be funky. I better grab some wipes or something to get hand sanitizing shit. He pulled out them damn pants, and you know me. You know I'm just blunt with it. I went in there and smelled. I'm like, well, damn. This ain't even got no damn smell to it. Then I mean, it just threw me off. I was like, hey, bitch, I almost said the name.
Ooh.
Let me catch myself.
Okay. Catch you slipping, bitch. Catch you slipping.
Okay. I had said, I got a question. Why do you look stinky, but you don't stink? Well, I just like to get to school and I just like to rub dirt on my clothes and stuff and just look stanky. And you know, he was like, I just not interested in girls, but you won't believe how many girls still hit on me. And I look like this. I'm like, well.
Okay, it ain't stopping them from getting none though.
Okay, and then he was like, "Well, yeah, they just some nasty bitches. I be all dirty and looking dirty and stuff, and they still want to get it." And you know, I had pause. I said, "Wait a minute now." And what does that mean? And I said, "Wait a minute. So what does that mean about me?"
Okay,
I'm like, "These bitches still be coming, but you be looking dirty." You know, he's like, "Nah, it ain't like that with you."
Nah,
basically, yeah, you know. You know he's gonna try to spruce it up to my way. Nah, basically I had to practically beg you. And I'm like, yeah, you practically did, but I mean, I wonder what the fuck you gonna say about me. Hey, motherfucker, hey.
Okay.
I put all your shit out there in the street.
Okay, he probably said, oh, that was a nasty bitch. I was extra dirty that day.
Child, and I mean it just threw me for a whole loop, because like you would look at him and be like, God damn, he looks stinky. I bet his ass stinky and all that. No, he pulled down the pants, drawers was clean, didn't have no strip monsters. Cause you know me, child. I investigate all. I'm not putting nothing in my mouth out of pity.
Right. Shit, you gotta examine shit. You better.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, a lot of these dudes be trying to cover up in a whole bunch of damn clothes, trying to cover up the smell and shit. When you take it off, you ain't got no choice but to smell that motherfucking ass.
Okay, child, I got a damn thing. I got a bone to pick with Manscaped. These motherfuckers done came out with ball deodorant. I'm like, these motherfuckers don't even wash their ass, and then you getting them deodorant for it?
Right. The fuck?
I'm like, they need to wash their ass first. I'm like, that just takes me back to whenever I was playing football. No, not football. I almost lied. Whenever I ran track, and we had this classmate. Well, no, fuck it. I don't give a fuck about him. He beat my ass. But we had this classmate who would never shower. So he'll go to football practice, or at that time, It'll be preseason or after season that they do for football. If they don't play basketball or run track, they still got to work out and shit like that. So he'll go and work out and wouldn't even take a shower. Like, he'll just spray Axe body spray like heavily on him. And that's why to this day I cannot wear Axe, because no matter what scent I use, I just smell his old musty ass.
That's nasty.
I mean, like, you knew whenever he walked in the classroom, because hell, you can just smell the shit before he get there. You'd be like, up, here come, damn, I almost said his name again. Here come X. I'm just gonna say that.
Okay. Is it the same one we were talking about yesterday?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Nah, somebody else. His mama had taught Spanish. You know what? See, bitch, fuck it. His mama had taught Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah, he just used to be funky.
Well, I would have been like, how do you say bathe in Spanish? Cause baby. Okay. Hey, he needs to bathe.
He used to do that.
Bathe.
He used to do that. But I mean, he will only smell bad then. It's like he'll come to school smelling fresh. I mean, like, no scent at all. You know, you smell the deodorant and stuff and the soap and all the other stuff. But child, after third period, we had 8 periods in our damn school. That's a long time, a lot of periods to be smelling like that now.
Yeah. All motherfucking day. Child, ain't no ball deodorant gonna help his ass.
Child.
Well, I'm finna go to, we're gonna take a quick commercial break and we will be right back. So don't go anywhere. All right, and we're back. So I'm finna continue with this next video. This one is titled Hot Wife Get Four Cream Pies at a Glory Hole and Gives Hubby Sloppy Seconds.
Damn.
It's about, let me see, 1, 2, 3. It's about 5 comments on this motherfucker. Okay, so somebody commented and said, so very hot and sexy. I would love a sexy wife like her. I would help get her used daily and regular gangbang, letting me lick up all the cum. Okay. Just don't have her get ran through by all type of random people. He's just eating the cum. That's some cocos. Yeah, another person said, I want to eat a pussy after 3 black guys and a white girl's pussy. I would only do it if the guys are black and if the girls are white. And if the girls are white and kind of chubby like my wife.
Damn. Why would he just get some a damn pack of niggas to come? I mean, a pack of black guys to come, to come do his wife and then do that. Hey,
I guess that's what he's saying. But he said, he was like, I wish my wife would fuck some black guys, but she's scared that it would be too big for her tight pussy. Well, yeah, he ain't lying. Bitch, you taking a chance with black dick. You taking a chance of getting a stretch.
Okay, just gapped open.
Because these some big dick ass niggas out here. Not all of them, but
okay,
majority of shit. Okay. One person said, my wife and I are looking for a collab. I need her to get ran through ASAP. Damn, he just putting her up for auction. Like,
okay, just no consent at all.
Right. She ain't got no say-so, none of that. That's fucking crazy. Okay, now this is another one. Now, this dude said, can I go next? And he left his number. And his number is 336-938-3156. Yeah. Uh-huh. So since you want to go next, if y'all want ran through, call and text that number. It's 336-938-3156. He is from North Carolina. He go by the name of Cheap Smacking God.
And damn. His turn
off, bitch, I looked up the whole profile. His turnoffs are ugliness, stanky pussy, and scared to go ham on the dick. So if you got a an ugly wife with stanky pussy who ain't going ham on the dick, don't call or text him. Baby, he wild for that. And left the number so I can read it to the people because the people want to know.
Okay.
This last one said, I used to share my ex-wife with other guys and lick her pussy clean after they were finished. Child.
Mm-mm.
I'm surprised these motherfuckers ain't got STDs in the mouths and shit. Like,
okay.
And they ain't doing it just once. They constantly doing that shit. That's fucking nuts. What you got?
Okay, so this one was off of Pornhub. It's about this transgender woman.
Mm.
It says her fucking moans are so annoying, and that fucking laugh is like, what the fuck? But I gag her and fuck her ass. I'm like, what the hell? I know, right? another one says, this dog with a wig is a poor example of a trans woman. I wish I was a man so I could fuck his brains out. But I'm talking about the dog, not the trans woman. I'm like, what the fuck?
He was wrong for that.
It was a she.
Oh, she was wrong for that.
Okay, she said, I wish I was a man so I could fuck his brains out. So now people out there fucking dogs?
Yeah, they've been doing that nasty shit.
Okay. And another one said, I enjoy trans women, but I couldn't tell who was more feminine, the man or the woman. Hell, I wanted to fuck both of them. And I'm not gay, but he sounded better than a trans woman. I throw a wig on him. I throw a wig on him. and hit that ass from the back, that old high yellow motherfucker. I'm about to send you that video because I mean it was kind of hot.
Damn.
I mean, I had muted it, but because yeah, her voice, or well, yeah, her moms was just too much.
They said that high yellow motherfucker.
I said, oh yeah, and the way they spelled it, I'm like, yeah, that must have been a black man.
Bitch, hell no. That is wild, man. Y'all need to chill out.
For real, chill. For real.
Hell, damn, these comments are too much. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, the last one I have, this video is titled Massive Double Cream Pie Sloppy Second. Now, I got about one, two, three, like five comments on it. Okay, one comment said, the smell, okay, now listen now. Listen to this bullshit. Listen to this bullshit because it's finna make you feel nasty. Okay. One comment said, the smell of another man's sperm while I'm fucking my whore wife is the greatest turn on for me. Feeling his slime on my dick is an incredible sensation.
What the hell? What is wrong with these people?
I don't know. They said the smell of it. It's probably smelling like, you know, these motherfuckers ain't taking care of their diets. It's probably smelling like all type of corn chips and shit. Onions, smothered onions. And, oh. What the fuck?
Not smothered onions.
Bitch. Smothered liver with onions. Shit. Somebody said, okay, so let me get this straight. Straight men will go in for second, thirds, and fourth in a cream pie, but is afraid when another man comes on them. And then somebody said, well, hey, it's only gay if they nut in your ass.
What the hell?
Oh, my God. No homo, I guess. That's some stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another one. Come and said, nothing feels better than sloppy seconds. That's a juicy pussy.
That's juicy.
Juicy pussy. Somebody said, other guys come is the best lube. See, y'all some freaky motherfuckers.
Okay.
But I didn't lie, I did that before.
I'm not so okay with you.
I did it before. It do feel good. Oh, I've had my freaky moments. Yes, I mean, yeah, no.
Yes, I'm not been playing with you.
That's another story, but yeah. And then somebody said, "Ain't nothing better than unprotected sex." See, bitch.
See.
That's the temptation shit. I mean, shit. It sound good, but shit, bitch. Shit, sometimes the results ain't what it seemed to be.
Okay,
wrap that shit up. And the last comment said, and some woman said, text me to see my tits and more. Her number is 302.
Damn.
302-364-2924. So if y'all fellas out there, ladies, y'all want to see some titties, text her. Her number is 302-364-2924 for tits and more, bitch. These bitches tripping me out with just leaving their fucking number out there like that.
Okay.
Leaving their number out all unprotected.
I just saw this crazy ass comment. This was from Alex. The video is called BBC in Britain. It's from Pornhub. So I scrolled down, and this dang on dude named Alex Genius. Yeah, Alex Genius said, I'm confused. It's only British people in this video, so why does the label say BBC? And then one of the comments said, it means British Broadcasting Corporation. And then Nerd said, you a goddamn lie. I mean, big back clock. That's the only damn reason why the fuck I clicked on this. This is misleading.
Like, bitch, that was the wrong BBC you was looking for.
Okay. And then another one was from this actor on, and she's been verified. She got a little check mark beside her profile and a little star. So that means she's a premium member. Meaning you can't see her shit without paying for it.
Blue check alert. Blue check.
Okay. Miss Heather Kane. So this one dude named Tarkin, he said, it's a nice video, but why the fuck are all your cabinet doors open? And she said, I was doing, and her response was, I was doing dishes, but clearly you wasn't paying attention to the actual thing, because if you spotted out that my cabinet doors was open, and then he responded, well, hell, you didn't have your legs open, so that's the only thing that was open around this bitch. And I was like, wow.
Damn, he came back hard, bitch.
Okay. And then Damn. This is another weird one in the same comment. It had nothing to do with the actual video. He said, speaking about cabinets, do anyone know how long to cook potatoes for? And bitch. Then someone responded, 25 to 30 minutes at 450 in the oven. And then another one said, well, hold on. Oh, no, never mind. That's something different. Okay. I was like, what the hell? But you know, we have people on there that's like that. They be asking shit that ain't got nothing to do
with the video.
With the actual video.
Yeah, I saw a couple of shit like that. I was like, what in the fuck? But my thing was, it was interesting hell. It was so intriguing, I just kept reading it.
Okay, for real.
I read every fucking comment. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers wild. Like it was one video I was watching the other day. It was this black girl. She was giving her dude head and she started riding him, but he was watching TV, so he was recording them and the TV at the same time. Everybody was watching the damn movie.
Damn.
That was watching the motherfucking movie, and they got mad because he paused the movie and kept going. They was like, why the fuck did you pause it? I was watching that.
Damn.
And they was like, what's the movie called? So they was looking at somebody, hold on, let me look up the movie and see. And then they, child.
Yeah, I seen something like that.
Found it on Netflix. I guess they went to go watch the movie. They weren't even studying the video no more.
I seen something like that too. Time out. What is the episode of Rick and Morty that was playing in the background? And someone responded right after him and told them the actual episode.
Damn.
This was another one, another random damn comment. It is from Nut Aku. Or Nutaku, some shit like that, whichever way you want to pronounce it. So the scenario of the thing was the lady had failed her driver test and she got plowed in the back seat and he passed her. So the guy said, guys, I have failed my driver's test and I feel like crying because I don't have a pussy.
What the hell?
I know, right? And then a comment from Lick Me Senpayo, whoa, some bullshit like that. He said, oh, don't worry, dude. I failed three times before I passed. The way I see it, the more times you do it, the more times you learn. I hope you didn't get discouraged to it again and passed. Inbox me if you want any driving tips or anything. And then the dude was like, what? And he was like, basically, if you fail a fourth time, I'll teach you my trick on how to suck dick. And I was like, wow.
Okay, because clearly you don't know how to drive, but I bet you know how to suck some dick.
Oh my god, this motherfucker! Wow,
what?
This.
What?
Oh, okay. So this dude named Commander 3000 from Pornhub. He was watching a video, and it was a good video, right? And he said, "My cat, who looks very similar to the one in this video, died recently." He said, I just wanted to jerk off and nut, but now I'm sad.
Damn, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. You get on the damn internet trying to fucking jack off. Hell, you see your damn cat. I see somebody, okay. A cat that reminds you of yours, and your ass sad all over again. Ain't that about a bitch? Damn. Well, that's sad pussy.
So, another one I see is his profile. It's called Real Jerry Seinfeld with a blue check alert. Go. Mm-hmm. Go figure. That is not an actual character. But okay. But it says, fuck's sake. It was 7 minutes before she even took off her shoes. Talk about filler content. And then this dude called Lee Pick Gamer 420 said, how the fuck are you verified?
Okay.
And I was like, wait, man, he do have a fucking point, because I definitely has a damn porn site.
Right. That is wild. Oh my God.
Nope, and this one says from Pickle Line 88. He said, today is my best friend's party. And today is my best friend's party. It's plenty of food and music and stuff like that to go on, but I didn't get invited. So I'm here on Pornhub flopping it. And I'm like, oh, po, baby.
Okay, didn't get invited to the party. He probably would have been jacking off at the party. Hey, he probably one of them weird friends. Hey, you can't invite nowhere. Shit. That's crazy as hell. Oh my gosh. Well, that's all I got for today.
This is the last one, I promise. This is more of a what the fuck type thing. So this is from Juicy Cop. From It says, can somebody help me? My nephew's birthday party is next weekend and my sister asked me to cook, but I have no idea what to cook for him. Do short people like chicken nuggets or do they like Vienna sausages? He's a dwarf. I know, right? It's fucking stupid. He said, he's a dwarf, so I want to make him feel comfortable. No regular size hot dogs or chicken fingers for him. Kind of makes me sad. Any help is appreciated. This motherfucker got 48 damn thumbs up.
What?
And no thumbs down. So Mr. Flyerfly 776 says, I go with chicken nuggets. It's a safe choice, but since he's a dwarf, I get the Happy Meals from McDonald's.
See, they trying to be funny.
Okay.
They trying to be funny. They wrong for that. They wrong for that.
Okay.
They some assholes. Oh, some people out here, some assholes.
Okay, just straight up asses.
Trifling. Oh, shit. Well, that's all you got.
Yeah, that's all I got.
We're gonna wrap this up because shit, this is crazy. Okay. Okay, y'all. Y'all just need to chill out in these porn streets now. God damn. Won't damn snake stanky pussy and shit. Y'all need to chill the fuck out.
Okay.
Get some clean pussy.
Okay. It's the grandpa's.
That's right. Hell, get some clean pussy for a while now. Leave that stanky shit alone. Getting STDs and shit. And quit snorting calm. Shit.
And y'all, please leave the damn strip grandmas alone.
Okay. Shit. Hey, let her go to bed.
Okay. Hell, they should be sitting there watching stories, knitting, and gossiping. Not sitting here worried about step grandson coming over here and dusting the damn cobwebs.
Okay. Yeah. Knocking the dust out of pussy and shit. Leave him alone. Yeah. Leave him alone. Oh my gosh. Okay, we're gonna wrap it up, but don't forget to like, share, and support the podcast. You can all go follow us on Instagram at Kinky Boots Podcast and look at our content. Show us some love, y'all. And always remember to embrace your sexuality and express it freely. Ladies, your pussy deserves the best, nothing less. And fellas, grip your dick tight. Show us some love. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.